Well, Cecil, I guess we better go. The party is over.
It was over hours ago, as far as I was concerned.
Wasn't it a lovely party, though? Goodness.
Yeah, it was great. Where is everybody?
Why, everybody is gone, I guess.
We would be the last to beat it. Come on.
I wonder where Flossie went to.
Gee, she's a dumb girl. Where'd you ever meet her, Sally?
She is not. She's my friend.
That doesn't keep her from being dumb.
You shouldn't talk about your hostess that way.
My what?
Your hostess. The person that invited you to the party.
You're the one that invited me. You asked me to go with you.
Oh, never mind. You're just like a baby. When you get sleepy, you get cross.
Well, I'm glad this is over.
Let's get away now as fast as we can.
Well, we have to say goodbye.
Oh, we can leave a note. Have you got everything you brought?
I didn't bring anything.
Including me, huh?
Now, where could Flossie be? Goodness, everybody left in a hurry.
Here she comes now. She was in the hall.
Oh, hello, Flossie. I was just looking for you.
Oh, are you still here? I thought everyone just left.
Oh, we were out in the kitchen.
Oh, I see.
Cecil wanted to get a glass of water to drink.
Well, was that all?
Of course it was. I'm not like the rest of this bunch. I don't run out in the kitchen to pet.
Oh, it's not a bad idea. Well, I'm sorry you're going, Sally. You don't have to leave just because everybody else is gone.
Oh, yes, we do. It's late. It'll take me an hour to get Sally home.
Well, don't park too long out in front of the house.
Don't worry. We won't.
Cecil is in a hurry. He's sleepy.
Well, of course, if you have to go, all right. But I'd love to have you stay and talk to me a while. I haven't seen you for so long, you know.
Well, we could. What time is it, Cecil?
Time for us to beat it. Now, come on. I gotta crank Ben-Hur.
Well, I guess we better go, Flossie. I'll see you some other time.
Now, you be sure and do that. Want me to run up and get your coat?
Yes. I just remembered I didn't wear one.
Oh, you didn't? Won't you get cold driving home in that angel costume?
Oh, I don't think so. You see, I couldn't get my coat on over my wings, so I didn't wear one.
Well, where did you put your coat, Cecil?
I didn't wear one either. I forgot it.
Well, I hope you don't freeze going home in those thin costumes. I can loan you one of mine if you want to.
No, thanks. We'll get home all right. Come on, Sally. It's getting later and later and later.
Well, I guess we'll go now, Flossie. It was a lovely party.
Thanks, Sally, dear. I'm so glad you could come.
Yes. Well, Cecil, aren't you going to say something?
Yeah. Come on, let's leave now.
You might at least be polite and thank Flossie for the nice time you had.
Thank you very much, Flossie. I'm glad I met you and I had a nice time at your party. Now let's go.
Well, you both must come over some other time, some Sunday afternoon.
Oh, I'd just love to. And I'll phone you tomorrow. Shall I?
Yeah, I'll phone tomorrow. Come on, Sally. Good night, Flossie.
All right. Now, I'll be expecting a call from you.
All right. It's a promise. And thank you again for asking me to the party.
Oh, I'm so glad you could come. I would have been hurt if you hadn't come.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. I haven't been to a dance for years, it seems.
It was a peach of a party, and we're glad we came. Good night, Flossie. Come on, Sally.
Cecil, don't be so impolite. Well, good night, Flossie, dear. It was all just wonderful.
Good night, Sally, honey. And you'll be sure and ring me, won't you?
Oh, yes. You can count on it. Well, good night.
Yeah, I know she'll ring you. Good night. Come on, Sally.
And Flossie, I want you to know that I think that your decorations were just too beautiful.
Oh, did you like them? I thought they looked kind of pretty, too.
I think that costume parties are so much fun.
Yeah, I haven't had so much fun in a million years. Good night. Let's go, Sally.
I'm going to give a party soon, and I want you to be sure and come to my party, Flossie.
Oh, I just love to. I love dances.
I could just dance all night, couldn't you?
Well, I couldn't. Sally, let's say good night and beat it.
Well, all right. I guess we better get started. Well, good night, Flossie. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks. You both look so cute in your costumes tonight. I think you look cuter than anybody else.
Thanks. Well, good night. We'll see you sooner. Come on, Sally.
You know, Sally, I fully intended to give prizes. But, you know, I completely forgot them. Isn't that screaming?
Oh, Flossie, you didn't really.
Well, good night. We had a nice time. I'll come over and give you a ride in Ben-Hur sometime.
Who's Ben-Hur?
Oh, that's Cecil's car. Haven't you ever seen it?
Oh, I thought you were talking about some boy or something. Imagine.
Well, good night. That was good punch you had.
Cecil drank enough of it. He ought to know. Well, good night, Flossie, dear.
Good night, Sally. I've been so glad to see you again.
Yeah, and I've been very glad to meet you. Well, we're going now.
Wait. I'll walk to the front door with you and turn on the porch light.
Oh, don't bother, Flossie. It's all right.
Come on, Sally. It doesn't make any difference.
Oh, I don't mind. This is the way. You certainly do look sweet in that girl's dress costume.
Thanks. It's no compliment.
Cecil didn't want to wear it. I thought I was going to get Alexander to take me.
Oh, do you know him, Sally? I didn't know that.
Yes. Do you know him?
Why, he used to live next door to me.
Well, it's nothing to brag about, that egg.
Why, Flossie, not really. Well, imagine that.
Well, isn't that strange? You know, I asked him to come tonight, but he had to go someplace else.
Well, I'm glad of that.
Cecil doesn't like Alexander.
Well, good night, Flossie. Come on, Sally. Here's the door. Go on out.
Oh, well, good night, Flossie. Don't bother to turn the porch light on. We won't fall down the steps.
All right. You're sure you don't want to borrow a coat of mine to wear?
Oh, I won't need it. Do you want one, Cecil?
Thanks. I have on enough girls' clothes as it is.
Well, then, I guess we don't want it. Well, so long, dear.
Well, you're perfectly welcome to it if you want it. I could run upstairs and get it. It won't take a minute.
Sally, it'll be daybreak if we don't get started home.
Goodness, Cecil, we have to say goodnight.
Well, it doesn't take us all night to do it.
What's the matter, Cecil? Do you have to get home early?
I promised my aunt I'd be home by 1 o'clock. It's that time now.
Why, I had no idea it was that time. Well, goodbye, and come again.
Oh, we will, and thanks for the lovely time. It was just wonderful.
Oh, it was just a little crowd, but I thought we had fun.
Oh, we certainly did. It was the nicest party I've ever been to, and we thoroughly did enjoy it.
We had a great time. Good night.
Well, Cecil, is that any way to say good night? Aren't you going to thank Flossie?
Thank you very much, Flossie. We're halfway home.
Cecil, you'd think you were going to a fire the way you want to rush you off.
Maybe Cecil has a date with another girl after he leaves you, Sally.
I gotta be home and in bed before the sun comes up. That's all.
Goodness, to hear you talk, you'd think we were taking all night to go.
Well, if you have to, I guess you must. It's been so much fun. And we'll have to get the bunch together again, won't we?
We surely will. Well, good night. It was a lovely evening.
Yeah, good night. I wouldn't have missed it. I could have helped it.
That's fine. I hope you get home all right.
Oh, we will. Good night.
Good night.
Goodbye. Come on, Sally.
Goodbye.
So long. Don't forget to phone me.
Oh, I won't. Good night, Flossie.
Good night and farewell and so long.
Wait a minute, Sally. What time will you phone? I won't be home tomorrow night.
You'll write you a letter. Let's go, Sally.
Cecil, let go of my arm. How about noon tomorrow?
That'll be fine. Well, goodbye. See you tomorrow.
Good night. Have a nice time.
I'm glad you did. Come on over again, Sally. Oh, wait a minute, Sally.
Cecil, don't pull on me. What is it, Flossie?
I just thought. You better make it about 6 o'clock. I have to go over to my aunt for lunch.
All right, then. 6 o'clock. Is that right?
That's right. Good night.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you sometime. Goodbye.
So long.
Good night, Flossie. Don't forget.
I won't. Goodbye.
Oh, Flossie. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Cecil.
Ye gods, I'm through. Goodbye.
Well, what's the matter with him, Sally? Where's he going?
Oh, don't mind Cecil. He does the funniest things. He's going to sit in the car and wait for me.
Gee, I couldn't stand a boy like that, Sally.
Well, goodbye then. I'll phone you listen, I won't be home tomorrow. I better phone you day after.
All right, day after tomorrow. Well, good night.
Good night. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.